Good morning, and I hope you're doing well in these strange times. My name's Charlie Newcomb. I'm the minister at Christchurch Huntingdon, and this Good News for Troubled Times podcast for HCRFM is entitled There is Someone Who Reaches Out. There is Someone Who Reaches Out. Now, these times of social distancing have been hard, haven't they? And one of the things that I've discovered is that everyone is missing hugs with relatives. And if you want a lovely little video, look at the moment caught on the BBC website where Scottish grandchildren Noah and Isaac could hug their grandparents Bobby and Ellen near Motherwell for the very first time as restrictions up there unlocked last week. One of my neighbours specifically mentioned that she was missing hugs from her grandson. And how do you explain to one-year-olds that they have to stay 2 metres apart, if possible, from their friends and wider family? That's all part of why coming out of lockdown is so much more complicated than going into it. We all need human contact, and we all need physical human contact too, and that's what makes one particular little episode in Luke's Gospel so amazing. It's a time when Jesus met a man with leprosy. Now, of course, this was two millennia before the coronavirus, and yet lepers, as they were called, learned social distancing 2,000 years before us. This poor man would have been excluded from normal society, excluded from normal relationships, and even excluded from God, in that in those days a man with leprosy couldn't come into the temple. He was a real outcast, literally an untouchable. Perhaps today some who've been shut out of their own families or who've been found guilty of crimes against children might know that feeling in modern day society of being excluded, not being welcome, feeling tainted, being an outcast. All of us feel it to a small extent because all of us are guilty of actions and words that leave our relationships with others damaged. But this is my thought for the day today. There is someone who reaches out. Leprosy was a terribly contagious disease that left you socially distanced from others and from God. People certainly wouldn't touch you for fear of transmission of this killer disease, just like people today often keep their distance in the street out of fear of contracting coronavirus. But here's the amazing thing about Jesus. There is someone who reaches out. Like those famous images of Princess Diana with AIDS patients in the 1980s, Jesus reaches out and touches the man with leprosy. And rather than the sickness travelling to him, wellness and healing travels from him to the diseased man. And so wonderfully, and you can read about this for yourself in the Bible, the man with leprosy was healed with a touch. Now, it'll be some time before we can all hug and embrace, and at least some of the restrictions are lifting. But never forget the God-man, Jesus Christ, who came down into our world to die for us and to reach out to us. No one is too untouchable for him. Whoever you are, whatever you've done, there is someone who reaches out to you. No one needs to be socially distanced from Jesus Christ. So call on him today as your rescuer and your king, and he will come right down into your life with you and for you until the day that you meet him face to face. There is someone who reaches out. Thank you for listening, and God bless.